superior.
Superior, guys.
Not inferior. Superior.
Okay, so we're back, and we're actually on the Upper Peninsula.
Yes, indeed.
We crossed over the Mackinac Bridge.
Pretty. Very pretty bridge.
Very pretty.
Construction.
Very large.
Very long.
Very long bridge. Very large. Very pretty views from the going across it. And, we're running into construction here. We're on Route 2 now. Heading in... Well, we were following, I think it's Lake Huron. It was on our left for a while, and now I think we're cutting up across the peninsula toward Lake Superior.
And eight and a half miles, we got a banger right on the 77 north.
Okay, so that must be when we cross over. So far, uneventful trip, very nice,
mm-hmm.
Very calm. Joel is our pilot right now.
Yeah, hello.
And...
Please have your trays and your seat backs in their upright position.
You're the pilot. I'm the flight attendant.
Aw, ladies and gentlemen, we are currently on the Upper Peninsula at about 2,800 feet. We will be traveling at 0 mph right now because this is the first bit of traffic we hit in this whole damn trip.
Yeah, on the Upper Peninsula.
On the Upper Peninsula.
We hit... We're stopped dead.
Right. Turbulence might be non-existent, so just keep an eye out for that. And thank you for flying LQRM Clown Car Lines.
I'll be down the aisle soon with your complimentary soda.
Bourbon.
Beverage.
Bourbon.
And QRM peanuts. And if you're allergic to peanuts,
tough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny, man. You think about that. You know, when you get when my kids were little,
yeah.
They'd send home notes. Please don't send your kids here to school with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And because Johnny, who might be on the opposite side of the gymnasium,
yeah.
Is allergic to peanuts. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you're on a budget and you're packing, you know, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, some apple sliced up, a pudding,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, a thing of milk, you know, 10 cents for the kids to get a milk or what have you. And now all of a sudden, and it's on a budget, now your kids can't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because little Johnny might be allergic or is allergic to peanuts. Well, that's little Johnny's job to stay the hell away from it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, what's going to happen when Johnny grows up? He has to learn to stay away from it.
Right. They want to be. Well, I mean, in to put it in perspective, are they going to sit there and say, "Well, because little Johnny grew up and has a peanut allergy, you can't have a Chinese food restaurant open up on the same block because they use peanut oil"?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Johnny's allergic. Johnny stays alive.
Yeah. Johnny should stay away.
I remember
it's
seeing
called personal responsibility.
And the thing is, you know, the way they brainwash today's kids are like, oh, it's your responsibility to make sure to cater to his allergy. No, it's fucking not.
It's a free
allergy,
country.
His problem.
Yeah.
I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of milk. I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of milk.
Right. I mean, I'm a type 1 diabetic. Hmm? Nobody's telling me. Okay, nobody can have anything with sugar in it now. No.
Exactly.
Right.
Because buddy's a diabetic, so I can't eat the Reese's peanut butter cups that I just scarfed down at the gas station.
Right. And, you know, nobody can eat a half a can of Pringles potato chips like I just did. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's your fault. I blame you.
Why? Because I get
for hurt. My personal...
Because I'm a bad influence.
You are a bad influence.
And your beautiful bride, even every once in a while, she thinks, you know, he's a bad influence on you.
Yes. And you are. And
you know. I'll make you drink out of the wrong kind of cup. Eat standing up.
These are all things that Joel has gotten yelled at before.
At his house. What are you doing? I'm standing there eating, what was it? Was it
pork? Well, actually, I get yelled at.
All right, no, it was hot dogs and sauerkraut out of the crock pot or something like that.
I don't know. It must have been pulled pork if it was out of the
pulled pot. Pork, yeah. And then we were sitting there and she walked in from work. What are you doing? We're eating. But you're standing. I can do that standing or sitting. I could probably lay down and eat it.
And I get yelled at because we were standing. But mm-hmm. It's what guys do.
Right.
It's It's what we like to do.
Stand up in the kitchen, eating, talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
And it's like, oh, Joel, oh, you want some of the wine? Yeah, please. Get the proper wine. Not that wine. That's for white wine.
Oh, yes.
This is red wine we're having. You have to get this proper thing.
I grabbed a juice glass and a 12-ounce tumbler.
Well, we have the honorary Joel sippy cup at our house, which is plastic. And Joel grabbed that, and I started pouring the wine in there.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
You're going to let that breathe. It's breathing as it's coming out of the bottle, falling into my cup.
It's a glass.
Exactly. Funny stuff.
We're heathens.
And I just like to do it sometimes just to get her going, you know.
No, wait. That's not the right fork.
That's a dessert fork. You're having salad. It's all going to turn to shit when I chew on it anyway. How I get it in the hole under my nose really isn't relevant.
Yeah. So, oh, we're moving.
We are moving.
We've been here for...
That's our first traffic jam.
Our first traffic
jam? We came all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to get in our first real traffic jam.
And this is the same route, too, that goes through Massachusetts.
No.
It is.
No.
They don't have two U.S. Route 2s. There can only be one.
What the hell movie was that? I'll
look at a map sometime and see how it goes.
What the hell movie was that? There can only be one.
Highlander.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep. Passing lane ahead.
Next
passing lane, 5 miles ahead.
All right.
Now I don't think we've got a passing lane here.
Oh, excuse me.
I had
onion rings.
Gotta say that the car has stayed cool all day today.
Oh, you had to touch on that.
Mainly because it's been like in the 40s and low 50s outside.
Right, so the air conditioning is working good.
Yeah. So the trees are much shorter here on the Upper Peninsula. They're like dwarf trees. Am I allowed to say that without offending any trees?
I'm sure you can.
Okay. They're short. They're smaller. Beautiful. Oh, wow. Those are pretty evergreens of some sort. I'm not sure what kind of evergreens those are.
You telling me this guy shut down the entire street so he could sweep it?
They're very neat up here in the Upper Peninsula.
I mean, they don't shit, huh? I mean, they polish the street. It's nicely freshly paved. I mean, they got to prep it for the next 330 inches of snow.
Eat!
I, you know what? I've been to Eats, and it's some of the best food I've ever had was at Eats. Seriously, I mean, what was it? 333 inches of snow they had here last year?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It was kind of upper... we're not quite where Michael is. We're in the Upper Peninsula, but we haven't gotten up to... What I like to call
God's country,
the thumb, the USA's finger. We'll call it the finger.
There you go. Polish that.
I
right
like
up
to
again.
Refer to it as another appendage, but we'll call it a finger. And of course, Copper Harbor is up at the very tip of the finger. Mm-hmm. You know, the sensitive part of the finger.
There you go.
So. It's where, you know, all the nerve endings are. So, we're going to America's finger.
Danced around that very delicately. Just listen to, what was the podcast? The New Hampshire podcast that we were just listening to?
Oh, yes. New Hampshire at Night or New Hampshire...
New Hampshire After Hours.
After Hours, yes.
Good podcast.
Yeah, it's funny.
With Bill, Brent, and Mel. I have to say, I enjoyed it. It's definitely on the subscribe list. Definitely digging that podcast.
One of them's in Germany.
I believe that would be Brent.
And one of them's in New Hampshire.
I believe that would be Bill.
And one of them's in Florida.
I believe that would be Mel. She's in Florida.
I think they all originally came from New Hampshire, but they have...
Life takes you in different directions.
Right. And they've been doing this podcast for 6 years.
Yeah. So I want to thank Scott for mentioning listening to it.
Right. Scott turned us on to it. We are now, this actually coming up here was the first time I've listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And I think I will be subscribing. Because I was having a blast listening to it.
Funny. It's really quite funny and informative.
So.
But, cool. So, you got, 8 miles and banging a right and then...
Banging a right.
On the 77 north.
North and cross over to the other lake and then we're on the home stretch.
Yeah.
We got 248 miles to go.
That's nothing.
And we'll be there.
We'll sneeze and it'll be gone.
Are those snow clouds ahead?
Don't even. I will use the secret Prius code, circle, circle, up, up, triangle, left, brake pedal, switch, wipers, and take off the anti-slip.
Okay.
The cheat code.
That's right. And hopefully, we were going to get, I think we already said that, we were going to try to get these up last night, but apparently, I'm going to be slamming them all at you at once.
Tonight, probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We got Michael hooked us up with some kick-ass Wi-Fi at an hotel.
Hopefully. It's nice to know the administrator.
It certainly is helpful.
So, hopefully we'll get the, I'll be able to, my phone will be able to finish upgrading to iOS 8. Because Michael already said, look, I'm already running iOS 8. And guess what? We were too busy coming up to visit you. And we couldn't upgrade to iOS 8.
Because all we had was the equivalent of dial-up.
That's all right. That's okay. I'll show you my new iPhone 6 Plus in the camera when I get back home.
While you have my 4S in your left hand.
It's doing its job. It's doing a great job.
Although my OtterBox may have packed it in.
I don't think so. I think it's recording.
Really?
Or recording. Recharging.
Recharging.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. At Mackinac, we stopped right after we got off the bridge. We stopped at the visitor center. And,
Ingress
alert. Ingress alert. There were 4 green portals we took out.
Yeah, inside a green field.
Unfortunately, we couldn't field them because while we were there taking them out, somebody put a giant green field over top of us.
Bastards.
Get them.
Hopefully, I'll be ranking up shortly. I know Doug, when he ranked up.
Yep.
And, I was actually jealous when he put it on the G+.
He ranked up twice.
Yeah, I'm looking at it going, damn, he's been busy.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, I'm such a slacker. I gotta get back into this.
I think he's playing Ingress when he runs.
There must be a bunch of portals around too.
Yeah, he must have unfortunately, you got a bunch of portals around you. Unfortunately, they stay blue constantly.
Because
that is our level 8 farm.
Yep. And then down at work, there are greenies, but I'll tell you what, you take your life in your hands just trying to get to them.
Yeah. So, we'll have to have you back out. Peterborough keeps flipping between blue and green. Okay, that's enough Ingress talk for today. And
For this podcast.
For this podcast, I'm sure we'll talk. Yeah, because I'm sure we'll.
We didn't check just now. We just stopped.
I did.
Oh, you did check? Okay, all right.
There wasn't anything there. First thing that happens is, I get out of the car.
You
bring
launch
up
Ingress.
So, getting a lot of uniques. A lot of uniques. All right, that'll be it for this one. This is number 14, I think.
Yep, I believe so.
We'll see you next time.